Good morning. At 7:11 a.m. on, what is it? It's Tuesday. Yes, it is. It's Tuesday. September the 22nd, 2020. It's equinox. I got a bonus picture of the equinox up this morning. And as I expected, there's too many leaves on the trees. You can't see the equinox through the trees this morning. But I did get a picture of it while the sun was still on the horizon, a red ball, because of the smoke still. I have a feeling it's going to be a long time before we see clear skies again. So yeah, yesterday was another one of those days where morning got away from me before I realized it was morning. I was up too late the night before. I slept in. I slept in this morning too, but I probably would still be asleep. Except in an uncharacteristic move on her part, my wife got up at 6 o'clock. And that was enough to get me moving. Apparently the cat was looking for his breakfast, and usually I hear him, but this morning I didn't. I have a suspicion that I'm perhaps a bit overtired. Just a hunch. So yeah, the big event yesterday was really stubbing the hell out of my toe. It's still sore this morning, but in the boot it's fine. I can feel it in there throbbing a little bit, but we're fine. This is fine. Other than the fact that it's a little chilly, I've worked up a bit of heat. I've had to just put the hood back. I'm wearing my hoodie and a polo shirt, my jeans. It's chilly. It's quite a cool morning. It's quite a brisk morning. I hope it gets me started. I hope it jumpstarts my brain. Today's the 22nd. That means I've got about 8 days to do this short story on maritime security, if I'm going to do it. I also have some CIFL business I need to take care of first thing this morning. I'm earlier than normal. I haven't seen anybody, have I? Yes, I saw a woman and a dog. I don't know if it was the same woman. Woman had a dog leashed to the stem of her seat, and the dog was having a ball, tooling down the road. I see anybody else? I saw a couple walking on the other side of the street. People I'd never seen before, or if I have, I didn't recognize them. Probably the better phrase. People I didn't recognize. But I am a bit early. Well, not that early. After 7, I was walking at like 6:45. Good as it may. It's been pretty quiet today. West 20th was picking up its pace. There's more and more traffic in the morning. It's interesting to see how closely the streets align to actual east and west. They're not exact. They're off by a degree one way or the other. Clearly not laid out in an exact east-west. West 20th is probably the closest. And I could have stood in the middle of West 20th and watched the sunrise at the end of the street. Oh, I wonder if Dave Robinson will get out and get sunrise pictures in the caverns of Chicago. It's hard getting sunrise pictures because of the smoke here. It did shine through, but it was really dim. It's up high enough now that the pall of smoke that hangs right on the surfaces, it's come out of that. But there's a lot of smoke. When you could otherwise see 50 miles, then all you can see is sort of a gray fog bank. It's smoke. That's a lot of smoke. Locally, it's not very much, but all of the particles add up over 50 miles. I just barely got a whiff of it this morning. Oh, here comes some familiar faces. If I'd see them this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Absolutely, you should. The two friends. Yeah, actually, I guess this seat would have been pretty close to east-west. The thing about the sunrise is that it's coming up at an angle, so would it have been right at the end of the street? I don't think so. But it's up now above the tree line, so it's shining right in my face. Which is why I wear a build cap. put up on the mob post here. Get ready. Say it with me. Mob post. Okay. Milestone achieved. So a lot of my a lot of conversation yesterday about Microsoft buying ZeniMax, which is the parent company for Skyrim, Bethesda, and so Skyrim and Fallout 4 and all of that stuff. I wonder where they're gonna tow this cougar. Rocky Mountain Rambler. It's got plates on it. Temporary plates, but plates. It's like, what do you think? They bought Fallout 4. Yeah, man. They bought Mojang, which is Minecraft. So, that means the people at ZeniMax have to worry about their jobs. It means that those games will get priority on the new Microsoft console coming out. Console is a big business, but I can't imagine playing on a console. I just, you know, it's like, no, I'm not playing on a console. I played, what was that? There was an infantry shooter game that Eve put out for a few months, and then it died. It's a stupid game. All the things that made Eve worth playing, gone. All the things that made Eve a pain in the ass, amplified. It was, you jump out of a ship, and you go down to a planet, and you try to win a battle against other players, which is pretty much what Overwatch and what's the other one? Paladins and to a certain extent Fortnite. My understanding of Fortnite is that it's one against everyone. Okay, those people are going to walk in the street. I will walk on the sidewalk. But it's basically kill the other people. I was like, It had some crafting, it had some skill tree to it. It wasn't worth it.
Also, Brenda's
morning. I don't know. I'm watching a Let's Play on Fallout 4. When I'm cooking, I have a laptop that I throw on YouTube videos, and wireless earbuds, of course, make it really easy for me to walk around the kitchen, watch and listen. And it's this guy is playing completely from the perspective of all of this game is just a resource for me to do whatever I want to do. So there was a person who was, I don't know, I think stealing stuff is allowed if you don't get caught. And even if you do get caught, quite often what happens is that they just take the stuff back from you. So there are a lot of these sort of pseudo-moral choices that are framed as moral choices, but are just basically dilemma. Not all dilemma is a moral choice. But it was like, okay, well, this guy isn't gonna hurt me. He's not bothering me, but he may have a few rounds of ammunition on his inventory, so I'll just shoot him in the face and take his ammunition. It's like, there aren't enough people out there trying to kill you that you have to go around and start killing everybody. So the reason I have a hard time, there's a raider faction you can join. And if you join the raider faction, then the raiders take over the Commonwealth instead of the settlers. And I watched John at Many a True Nerd. I watched him play the raider faction from Nuka-Cola, Nuka World. And he took over the settlements, yeah. And then he just replaced the settlement people with raider people and had them doing exactly the same things. They're all doing exactly the same things. He just took the land away from the settlers who were there and then gave it to the raiders and turned the raiders into farmers and set up guard posts. I basically did everything he was going to do. Put up a raider beacon so new raiders could come and find the place and join it as raiders instead of as settlers. Ah, holy shit. Okay, here's a track team, apparently. Morning. We'll give that plume a bit to dissipate. Ah, here I am. Not a good time, 1932, that's a good time. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.